Blog Talk Radio.
The mirror of my past, you win. How things used to be. Lonely is the word to best describe what I see. Sadness, stress and salty tears cover every part of my face until our love had fallen into place. It's amazing though that I had to go through things to grow, to become mature enough.
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to interview Ms. Nikki Myers. Ms. Nikki Myers, the mother of Mr. Fabian Dante Scott. He has been in jail for over 3 years, unfairly there, unjustly there, and illegally there in jail. He has not been given a trial. He has not been offered probation, and there are no new charges against him. She's going to give you an update on her son's case.
The mirror of my past, you win. How things used to be. Lonely is the word to best describe what I see. Sadness, stress and salty tears cover every.
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Miss Nikki Myers. She'll be giving an update on her son's case, Mr. Fabian Dante Scott. How are you doing, Miss Myers? All right, everyone, it seems like we've lost Ms. Myers. Give me a second. All right, Ms. Myers. All right, everyone. Tonight, we'll listen to Ms. Nikki Myers. Once again, she will be talking about her son, Mr. Fabian Dante Scott, who has been in jail over 3 years. He's unjustly there. They have no legal reason to keep him there. She will give me an update on his case and tell you what you can do to support the cause. You can send money, emails, whatever you can do. How are you doing, Miss Nikki Myers?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Please tell everyone what's happened since the last interview.
Okay. My son, they arrested him March the 1st, 2020 for two sex trafficking charges. He been in jail 3 years. Under $1 million bond, never went to court. Every time they scheduled him a court date, they reset it. He was supposed to go this month in November. They reset it again to January. He had the young man that was on the case, he signed for 20 years. He wrote an affidavit stating that my son had nothing to do with sex trafficking. The DEA also have a video that from the young man stating that my son don't have nothing to do with sex trafficking. They don't have a case because if they had a case, it would take 3 years for somebody to go to court. So they don't have a case. They got proof and evidence stating that my son is innocent, but he's still sitting in jail. He's not going to court. Like I said, he was supposed to go to court this month. They reset it to January. And who's to say January they won't reset it again? He's not going to court. He had three lawyers. I have a video of a lawyer that he talked to that was his lawyer at the time, Mr. Bruce Cobb, saying that he was innocent and everything, but he's still in jail. He got all the evidence in the world stating that he's innocent. He's just sitting in jail under $1 million bond, and he's not going to court. If nothing changes, he's just sitting in jail.
Okay. Were you able to talk to a lawyer?
Talked to a lawyer, but since the charge that he got, the sex trafficking charges, everybody, they asking for $10,000 and $20,000 and stuff like that. Then they saying that in order to take the case, it's going to take a process because they got to go through the paperwork and they got to get all the information from the lawyer and all this stuff. He done had three lawyers. His first lawyer, he paid him $12,000 and $12,500 Langston Adams. He didn't do nothing. Then he had a court-appointed lawyer that told me that he knew my son was innocent. He knew that my son was set up, but he's still sitting in jail. He even said that the girls said that the dude was dark and had one tattoo. My son, a yellow bone, and his body full of tattoos. Then he get this other lawyer, Bruce Cobb, and he's so scared of the judge. Every time you ask him something about the case or what's going on with the case, he'll say that he don't want to piss Judge Stevenson off or whatever else. So we and also had him also got him a private investigator, and we talked to them, and they was like, well, they're gonna go talk to the other man that's on the case with my son, and then if the judge approves the affidavit that he wrote, then they gonna let him go. So it's basically they just giving us a runaround. I had did a rally like 2 weeks ago by myself over at the courthouse, you know, fighting for my son, you know, because I know he's innocent. They know he's innocent. He's just sitting in jail under $1 million bond for, you know, not even going to court or nothing. If they had a case, they would have gave him some time or he would have went to court. He hadn't went to court yet. They got people that did other things that's going to court, and he the only one sitting in the jailhouse for 3 years straight, going to be 4 years, and not going to court. The DEA is racist. The judge is racist. The lawyers are racist. It's just sad because you know you don't have a case. My son is smart. He's been to 4 colleges. He got a 4.3 on his GPA. You know what I'm saying? He was finna go to the Army before they locked him up. They just got him sitting in there where he can be out here doing something with his life, doing something with his career, instead of him sitting in jail, but he being an innocent man. You know, I did everything. I did GoFundMe and stuff like that. I'm only one person, you know. I'm doing it all by myself, and it's hard because it's just me doing it by myself. But me being his mother and that being my child, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep fighting for my son or whatever. And if there's anybody out there that want to reach out to me and want to help me or want to, you know, just try to, you know, do whatever y'all have to do to help me, my name is Nikita Myers on Facebook. My name is Nikita Myers 456 on Instagram, and I have a TikTok. You can reach out to me. You can hit me on Messenger on Facebook, and if you want, I'll give you my phone number. I'm doing it by myself, and Miss Butler, she's a whole lot of help. She's been helping me the whole way around. I got, you know, she's just like an angel to me because she helping me a whole way. I mean, she calls, she checks on me, she do all kind of stuff, and I see right now that she's a sister that I can depend on anytime I need something, you know what I'm saying, because she's there for me, and I appreciate it. Don't think that the stuff you're doing for me and helping me out don't get appreciated. It do get appreciated. It's just hard when you're a single parent, you're a single mother, and you're out there trying to fight for your kids, and it's like you by yourself when everybody out there know that he's already innocent.
Yes.
It's already been proven that he's innocent. He's just sitting in jail.
He's innocent, and they're extremely racist. Which county is this in Texas?
He's in Jefferson County, downtown jail.
In Texas?
Beaumont, Texas.
What's the name of the judge?
His name is Judge Stevenson.
Judge Stevenson. Judge Stevenson knows he's a racist. Judge Stevenson knows he's white. And because your son is black, and is not wealthy, they're giving you the runaround. They're draining you financially. They're literally draining you financially, and this is so unfair. That's what I hate about this country when it comes to the legal system. That's one of the things I find fault with in this country. When you are black, there are two different legal systems. When you are black or poor, but particularly black, there are two different criminal justice systems. There are two different courtrooms. And this is ridiculous. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. It's unfair. It's unjust. But this is America. America is doing what it is known to do. America is being the country that it has always been known as. America has not disguised itself. America did not disguise itself. America is no longer disguising itself. Everybody knows what America is. Everybody knows what this country is. And everybody knows Mr. Fabian Dante Scott is innocent.
Yes, ma'am. It's just sad because you got all the evidence in the world stating that he's innocent. And he's just sitting in jail. He get in fights because people picking on him because he's in there. He just sitting in jail, you know, and it's sad. And I want my son home. I want justice for my son. They sit up there and they just keep them young men in jail, and they treat them like I don't know what. They were so bad. They used to take my son. My son told me that they used to take him to a room in the jailhouse where they don't have no cameras and beat him. He also said he got in a fight, and it was like October 3rd of last year, he got into a fight and he was winning, and they tasered him. The policeman tasered him, and they kept on tasering him to where he hit his head on a bunk and fell. And if the inmates wouldn't have got involved, they would have killed him. So they just treated all of the young men in that jailhouse sad, like they all criminals. Everybody not no criminals. Y'all got proof stating that my son is innocent, and he's just sitting in jail. He's not going to court. He's not going to court. There's nobody telling him nothing. The judges, the law attorneys that he got is so scared of the judge that they don't want to do nothing. I feel like it's not fair, and I just want my son home because they already know he's innocent. The DEA even have a video of the young man that's on the case with him that's saying that my son is innocent and he don't have nothing to do with sex trafficking, and the DEA won't give it to nobody. The private investigator subpoenaed the DEA for the video. The DEA will not give a video to nobody. So he's crooked too. He's racist too. All of them racist. They know they don't have a case. They know they don't have no evidence, because if they did have a case or they did have evidence, he'd have been and went to court already. They'd have gave him some time or whatever. He's just sitting in jail while everybody else is in there, whatever they in there for, they going to court and everything. And he's just sitting in jail, and it's not fair to him.
And they beat him, nearly killed him. Numerous.
Yes, ma'am. This is on Facebook. He had to put like four different things on Facebook on his page that he has on Facebook.
Anybody who wants to pick this want to interview Ms. Nikita Myers, give them your contact information.
My number is 409-363-8532. 409-363-8532. And my name is Nikita Myers. You can call me anytime. I'm going to answer the phone.
Would you please also give your email address?
Yes, ma'am. My email address is Nikita, N-I-K-I-D-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, 22, at yahoo.com. It's also the same for my email, for Gmail. It's also the same.
All right. So how is Mr. Fabian doing? How is he holding up?
He just, like I talked to him the other day, and he was like, Mama, I just need to get out of here. He said, they don't have nothing on me. They don't have no paperwork on me stating what I'm in here for or nothing like that. He said, he even also told me that they wrote him up for praying. So basically they don't want him to do nothing. They just want him to sit in jail. They wrote him up for getting on his knees praying. It's sad. Okay, he can't do nothing in there without them trying to write him up or just keep him in there. I just need some help.
Please, everyone, you hear his mother crying out. Someone who listens to this interview, help Ms. Nikita Myers. Help her son, Fabian Dante Scott. People that have hardened hearts, this is still America. They're still killing black people, like slaughtering black people like hogs in the street. They're still killing black people. The interview I did with NAACP Alabama president, he said they're not hanging on from trees, but they're still killing them in different ways. They're throwing them into walls in Alabama. They're accidentally shooting them, killing them. Getting them for touching their cell phones, which they thought was a gun. Alabama is still racist. This is America. We are in the South. Texas is the South. Florida is the South. Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina. These people need help. And you black lawyers, I'm so disappointed in you all. I'm so disappointed in black lawyers that I know. If this is any time a lawyer should take her case, it is now. You look at how much money she spent. They're about to bankrupt her trying to help her son. She loves her son. This mother is in pain.
I even have a shirt note.
fit.
I even have a shirt on that say justice for my son. That's his picture right there. And it say in the back, it say for my son.
Someone, please listen to this interview and help Ms. Nikita Myers. I'm doing what I can, but I don't think I'm big enough. This interview has not reached the right people. They haven't touched the right heart. This mother needs help. This young man's going to be killed in that jail. He could be killed in there because he's innocent and he's black and he's male. Whoever hears this, and don't let another black man become a statistic and killed. Do not let another innocent black man. Do not let Mr. Fabian Dante Scott become a statistic. There's something that you all can do to help Ms. Nikita Myers and her son, who's in the Jefferson County Jail in the state of Texas. And he's not the only one. There are others. There are plenty of others who've been in jail 3 years and 5 years. No case against them. How can you write somebody up for praying on their knees? And I hear something else has been done to this young man. Every time this is my second interview with Ms. Nikita Myers, his mother. And every time she comes on, something new has been did to Mr. Fabian Dante Scott. Somebody listen to this interview, provide representation, send support. What's your GoFundMe, Ms. Nikita Myers?
It's Nikita Myers. And at the top of it, say justice for my son, Fabian Dante Scott.
Have you been able to get any fundraising money?
No, ma'am. I did it like a year ago, and somehow I don't know if it's Jefferson County facility, the police officers or whatever, but I did it like a year ago, and they stopped me from sharing, so I couldn't share nothing.
They stopped you, your GoFundMe.
Yeah, they stopped that, and then they stopped me from, like, if you put something on Facebook and you try to share it, they stopped me from sharing because they know I'm his mom and they don't want me getting nothing out. So they stopped me from sharing.
Well, let's see them stop this show. I'm on a lot of different networks. Let's see them stop the show. Let's see them stop this show because I'm on about 30 different networks.
Yes, ma'am.
The truth is going to get out. You can't keep abusing, nearly killing a young black man just because your skin is white. Yes, you're racist. You kill him, and you won't get away with it. There are too many people who will hear this interview. You kill Mr. Fabian Dante Scott. You paralyze him in the state of Texas in Jefferson County Jail, and you will never hear the end of it. You paralyze him, and you kill Mr. Fabian Dante Scott, and you will never forget his name. He will become a martyr. He would be like Dr. King, Emmett King.
I just want to say that Jefferson County Correctional Facility, downtown jail, Sheriff Zena, we pay your taxes. You're not doing your job neither. I feel like my son been in jail for 3 years under $1 million bond. He never went to court. Fabian Dante Scott, every time y'all scheduled him a court date, y'all reset it. He was supposed to go in November. Y'all reset it way to January. If y'all had a case, y'all would have been took him to court. Y'all don't have a case, so therefore, y'all need to let my son go. Let him go. Y'all have affidavits. Yes, ma'am. Y'all have affidavits.
As bad as you all want it to be slavery, that people are not slaves anymore. As bad as you want slavery back for every black person in this country, slavery has ended. You kill, you paralyze Mr. Fabian Dante Scott like you did Mr. James Byrd Jr. You dragged him to death. You murdered Mr. James Byrd Jr. You will never forget his name. He will become a martyr. He would be like Emmett Till. He'll be like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Do not kill that young man in Jefferson County Correctional Facility Jail. And what's the name of the city?
It's Jefferson County. That's where he is. And it's in Beaumont, Texas.
In Beaumont, Texas. Beaumont, Texas, in Jefferson County Jail. You kill that man, Mr. Fabian Dante Scott. You kill that young man who's been in jail unjustly for 3 years, and you will never forget his name. He will become a martyr. His name will be upheld. You'll be more than sued. You will be prosecuted. Do not kill and paralyze that young man like you did Mr. James Byrd Jr. Do not, you killed Mr. James Byrd Jr. White supremacists did in Jasper, Texas. Two men were executed for it. Two white men were executed in Texas for killing a black man. This is the 2023. You cannot, you will not get away with it. You will not get away with paralyzing or killing him. Let that man go. Let Mr. Fabian Dante Scott go. No, you have no reason to have him there. Let that man go. Let that black man go. Racism is no excuse. Racist is no excuse. Being a part of the Ku Klux Klan, the White Knights, the Nation, or whatever you're part of, is no excuse to keep him there. It's no excuse to keep abusing and killing black people. There's no excuse for it. This is 2023. I understand the Ku Klux Klan is active over in Boniface, Florida, Holmes County. They've got rid of the chief of police, and the Ku Klux Klan just threatened him to death and fired him. The feds had to come into Boniface, Florida. Boniface, Florida, Holmes County, Florida is 10 minutes from where I live. So that's how active the Ku Klux Klan is where I live, at the chief of police. It's a black, first black chief of police, 10 minutes from where I live at. So I know what the Ku Klux Klan is doing. I know they're still hanging people. I know they're still imprisoning people unjustly. I know they're doing it in record numbers. I know they're mad about Donald Trump. But this is ridiculous. This country is ridiculous. A few black people make it, and everybody else is either incarcerated or kept poor. All right, is there anything else you want to say, Ms. Nikisa Myers?
Nate, you want to say something about Faye before I get off? Huh? They know she's going to start crying. So, but like I said, I just want you guys to do whatever y'all can do to help me. And like I say, Jefferson County Correctional Facility, downtown jail, Lazelle, I need y'all to let my son Fabian Dante Scott, I need y'all to let him go because y'all don't have a case. If y'all had a case, he would have been with the court. Y'all keep resetting his court date. He been in jail for 3 years under $1 million bond. The DA, Judge Stevenson, all you guys, Bruce Cobb, y'all need to let my son go because y'all don't have a case. He's innocent. Y'all know he's innocent, and y'all need to let him up out of there. Because we're not going to stop. We're going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep doing rallies. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. Y'all can keep following me because they've been following me. Y'all can keep following me. They done went to my mama house looking for me. Y'all can do all that y'all got to do. I'm still going to fight for my child.
This is not slavery. I don't care how bad you want slavery back. Black people are free, whether you like it or not. No human being is a slave. Slavery ended, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, slavery ended. You lost the Civil War. You cannot keep keeping that young black man, Mr. Fabian Dante Scott, in that Jefferson County Jail in Beaumont, Texas. This is ridiculous. You're doing it all across the country. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Slavery does not exist anymore. Your time era has gone. You cannot keep abusing and killing black people and unjustly incarcerating them. And you can't keep threatening incarcerating and running out of my house either. Come to my show. You cannot continue to terrorize people. This is ridiculous. Anything else you want to say, Miss Nikki Myers, ma'am?
I just want to say I want justice for my son, Fabian Dante Scott. I want him out of that jailhouse, Jefferson County Correctional Facility, downtown jail, and I'm not going to stop. Let my son go because you don't have nothing on him. Let him go, free my son, and let him come home to his family.
And don't arrest him again for cooked up charges. Leave black people alone.
All right, thank you, Ms. Myers. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate it.